Are you going to believe that God's not given us a spirit of fear? And are you going to live undaunted? Or are you going to be daunted by the perceived limitations that you have?
Even in the midst of her busy routine, Christine Kane has learned to maximize the opportunities God gives her to share Him. I'll bet you're busy in your Christmas season as well. So listen as Christine gives us help today on the Lighthouse Report.
I'm just like everybody else. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I've got two kids. We've all got this thing called life, and I need to discern the difference, the same with everybody else. When is it time to stop and pause and talk to the person on the plane next to me? A very simple example, I was flying, and normally, you know, I get a lot of work done on the airplane, but there was a woman that got on next to me with a two-year-old child, and that child could not be settled with anything. And although I had a ton of stuff to do, I just felt, you know what, this is one of those times. And I just said, here, let me help you with your daughter. And, you know, I could see the physical relief on this woman's face. And because I had my work out to do then, she sees this Bible, she sees this Bible study, and she looks at me and she's like, what do you do? And I never quite know what to say. You know, I said, I help to rescue the victims of human trafficking, which normally makes everyone's jaw drop to the ground and kind of not know what's going on. And out of that, we engaged in this great conversation, and she was like, wow, you know, and but basically, why are you helping me with my daughter? Why are you doing, and you know, and then we got on to able to discuss media subjects.
And Christine says, you don't have to go far for an opportunity to present itself.
That's just such a simple example, but I'm saying to other people, well, I'm never on airplanes. Yes, but you walk somewhere, you drive in a car somewhere, you sit on a bus next to someone. I mean, whatever, my mode of transport happens to be that. And it's just a choice. Are you going to believe that God's not given us a spirit of fear? And are you going to live undaunted? Or are you going to be daunted by the perceived limitations that you have?
What a freeing thought. Like Christine, you too can live an undaunted life. I'm Steve Douglas.